Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to do the Suffer Well devotional series. And today's message is one that I've been telling people for a long time, and I really pray that people are going to understand the message about the purity and the humility of how we're supposed to be as believers. And the name of this is O Shepherds, O Shepherds. So as we look at this today, it says, it starts over the scripture in Ezekiel 34, verse 6. Ezekiel 34, verse 6 says, "My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill, and my sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them." Ezekiel 34, 6. And now we read, "You build and build, seek to expand. You have convinced yourself that the number of people, how many people fill the building, is determines the blessing. Where did I ask you to do a census? My work is done in the wilderness. You desire plush carpets and air conditioning. Oh, that I can get you to willingly focus on power and not position. The power I speak of is not what humans perceive." Shaul, the Apostle Paul, understood this. And he said, "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of the Mighty One." 1 Corinthians 2, verses 4 to 5. "My power births from the valley, the place of the broken eagle." Shaul, also known as the Apostle Paul, "was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling." 1 Corinthians 2, verse 3. "You seek to impress. I seek to restore. It is you who saves. Do any of your efforts lead to salvation? No, I say. You merely point to my Son, my salvation. I don't need your agendas, your timelines, your festivals, or your traditions. I look to seek out the broken hearts, the minds." Psalms 34:18. "My ministry is done in the valleys, yet you desire plush accommodation. Those I seek are in captivity, while yours dress for prompt and position. You profess to search for the lost. Where is your prison ministry? Where are your homeless shelters? Oh yes, I know. I tie those to those ministries, you tell others. Where is your pure religion, shepherds? James 1:27 tells us and says, "Pure and genuine religion in the spirit of Yahweh and the Father means caring for orphans and widows in distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you." As we see there. And we continue to read. "When the buildings decay and the agendas are disrupted, what is left of you? You were meant to be leaders, yet you have nothing but followers. Nothing but followers. You were meant to be leaders, yet you have nothing but followers. Sheep guiding sheep, have you forgotten my decree that blind men leading blind men into pits?" Luke 6:39. "Where are the real shepherds? Where are the ones who truly consider others better than themselves? Who will mimic my Son? Who will die for the benefit of others? You can barely handle the doctrinal disagreements. How will you love your betrayers? How will you love those who spit upon you? I am looking for the shepherds, true shepherds, for the Exodus to come. Who will join me? Therefore, if it is any encouragement in Messiah and any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection of the compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love, one in being and love of purpose, doing nothing at all through selfishness or self-conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each one should look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Philippians 2, verses 1 to 4. Oh, that these words would pierce you. And we look at Philippians 2, verses 1 to 4, and it says about the attitude of Yeshua. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Yeshua? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and compassionate? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take the interest in others too. And there's nothing more appropriate than for the times of today than this scripture and this reading that we're going to do here today, because there are so many people that are having so many issues today, and they're taking anger and pride and ego, letting that get in the way of understanding what it is to be the true shepherd of our wonderful Creator. So as we read this, I want to remind everybody there was a fellow in the scriptures that had the world against him. He was oppressed. He had the world against him, and every bad thing you could think of happening to a human being was happening to him. And Satan was trying to attack him, but he responded with love and faith to our Creator always. And we're talking about the book of Job, and we look at everything that happened to him in this one terrible day this man had, where he lost his money, his status, his job, his own children. And what he did in verse 20 of chapter 1 of Job, Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. And he said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. Yahweh gave me what I had, and he has taken it away. Praise the name of Yahweh. In all this, Job did not sin by blaming Yahweh. And we see the true attitude of Yahweh. And we see what's going on in this world today. We see this world today, people trying to please Yahweh just to please man and not really truly praising our Creator, because that's what we're called to do. People aren't willing to be sheep. They're not to be willing to be shepherds. They want nothing to do with the scriptural part of things. They just want praise from man. And that's the problem we have today. And this is the issue. You have a so-called religion or organization that's supposedly leading believers to the righteous path, the narrow path that leads to Yeshua, our Messiah, but they're leading people astray from it. And this is the big problem, because if the root of everything is destroyed, then anything on top of that is going to be weak. If you don't have a strong foundation, how could you build anything on top of that? And you have a whole bunch of people denying our Creator. But even worse, you have people that are saying they believe in him, going through the motions and just trying to put on a show of these religious practices, but their hearts are not into it. And our Creator says, I don't want your sacrifices, I want your heart. And this is the question we must all come down to and ask ourselves. How much is our heart into what we're doing? Are we preparing ourselves to be shepherds? And are we sheep to Yahweh and following his son Yeshua? That's what we ask ourselves. And it comes down to this question, flattering Yahweh versus praising Yahweh. Which one are we choosing? Which one are we choosing? Flattering is when someone gives our Creator praises just to make him feel good and get blessings, not because they truly mean or feel what they're saying. It goes beyond just words. Doing and acting is an action. Words are just a saying. Singing songs and just going to church one day a week and open up your Bible one day a month is not putting your full heart into it. Don't just do it to flatter our Creator. Do it to praise our Creator. You want to make sure your words are full and everything is full. There's no lack of love for our Creator. Your actions are not empty, as it says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 2. All times we must seek to do things and praise our wonderful Creator. Mark 4, 16 to 17 says, the seed is on rocky soil that represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. but since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing in Yahweh's holy word. And I tell you today not to be hypocrites, not to do things for show. Do things because you know that these are the way things are supposed to be done. Don't be embarrassed about being a follower of our wonderful Creator. Don't be embarrassed about it. Stand up for it. It says in the scriptures, when you pray, don't pray like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth that it is all reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go to yourself and shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father will see everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and as the Gentiles do. They think their prayers are answered merely repeating their words again and again. This has nothing to do with prayer, folks. This has to do with humility and not doing things for a show, but doing things out of pure intentions of you loving our Creator and truly praising Him. You can praise Him and pray in public. You can praise Him and pray in private. The point is, don't do it for the appearance of others. Do it for our Creator. That's the point. It says in Luke 6, verses 49, but the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who has built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the tyrant burst against it, immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of the house was great. We need to understand what it says in Isaiah 1, chapters 12 to 17. It says, when you come to worship me, who asks you to parade through my courts with your ceremony? Stop bringing me your meaningless gifts and increase your offerings of your offerings disgust me. As for your celebrations and new moons and the Sabbath and your special days for fasting, they are all sinful and false. No, I want more than your pious meetings. I hate your new moon celebrations and your annual feast. They are a burden to me. I cannot stand them. When you lift up your hand in prayer, I will not look. Though you offer many prayers, I will not listen, for your hands are covered with the blood of innocent victims. Wash yourselves and be clean. Get your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the cause of orphans. Fight for the rights of the widows. And you see the church today using a scripture like this to try to say that we shouldn't be keeping the commandments and the feast days of our Creator and the new moon feast. No, this was actually to them. This was to those people that tried to do the things of scripture, but they didn't do it with the attitude of Yeshua. He's telling us to have the attitude of Yeshua in all our things. He's not telling us to live in sin. For if Yeshua was here today, he'd have a big problem with the church, because the church would say he wasn't doing enough. Well, actually, the Pharisees would say he wasn't doing enough, but the church would say he's doing too little. It says in the word, do not add or take away, but keep my commandments. And you have the whole system of Judaism today that's adding to the commandments with the wrong attitude. And then you have the church today that's taken away from the commandments with the wrong attitude. Yeshua says to have the right attitude. It says in the scriptures, in Isaiah 29. And so Yahweh says, these people say they are mine and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by root. And this is what we have today in the church. And this is what we have today all over the world, is these man-made traditions and these man-made rules. People aren't following what the scriptures call us to do. And one of the original things and most important thing the scriptures call us to do is to be of a pure heart and follow our Creator. Follow our Creator. You know, it says in Matthew 22:37, who shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all their heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, over and over and over again. And then we look at the Psalms 51:10. It says, create in me a clean heart, O Yahweh, and renew a right spirit within me. How many of you are praying that? That our hearts are prepared for true praising and worshiping of our Creator. As it says in Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and in meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. And Psalms 150, verses 1 and 2 says, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise him always in his greatness. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Yahweh, Matthew 5:8. Therefore, I urge you, brother, my my mercies, the mercies of Yahweh, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to Yahweh, with your spiritual service of worship, Romans 12:1. How many of you are doing this? And I could sadly say that most people today that call themselves believers are really make-believers, because their heart is saying and their actions are saying one thing and their lips are saying something else. We must understand the importance of praising our Creator at all time. And then then it's truly revealed who his sheep truly are. Then it's truly revealed who his sheep truly are. You know, I have a whole bunch of cats outside my door that I feed every single day. Every single day I feed those cats. Some people want to call them feral cats, but they're my cats. I'm the one responsible for feeding them every day. And they come to my front door for one reason and one reason only. Because I feed them. I feed them. And they want to be fed. So they come to that door every day, and some of them are new and some of them are old. But when they come at first, they're very skittish to come close to me. They don't want to come close to me because they don't know me. Even if I'm giving them food, they're still careful if they can come to me. But when they see the consistency in what I'm doing, and when they see the love I'm showing those other cats that will come to me, and I can pet those cats. Well, this morning, something happened that's been taking over a year to happen. One of the cats that's always been skittish, one of the cats that's always been scared to come close to me. Today, as I was pouring out the food, he rubbed against me and he let me pet him. He trusts me. He trusts me. He came close to me. And he trusts me. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with feral cats, but it's very few people that they'll let touch them. And this wasn't the first time. There are so many cats that have come to me, and for many, many months or years, they would be skittish to let me touch them. And now they sit in my laps and they let me pet them, and they're comforted by me. And we have to ask ourselves about who our shepherd truly is and who do we trust. We need to think about these things. It says in Psalms 23:1-3, in the Psalm of David, Yahweh is my shepherd and I have all that I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul and he guards me along the right path for his name's sake. Isaiah 40:10-11 says, the sovereign Elohim is coming in his power. He will rule the powerful arm. See, he brings reward with him as he comes. He tends to his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young. Mark 6:34 says, Yeshua saw a huge crowd and he stepped off the boat. He had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. And Revelation 7:17 says, for Yahweh, for the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water. And Yahweh will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Every tear from their eyes. Ezekiel 34:30-31 says, in this way, they will know that I am Yahweh, their God, and I am with them. And I will know that they, the people of Israel, are my people, says the sovereign Elohim. You are my flock, the sheep of my pasture. You are my people. I am your God. The sovereign Elohim has spoken. For Hebrews 13:20-21 says, now may the God of peace, who taught through the blood of Yeshua, the eternal covenant brought back from the dead of our Elohim, that great shepherd of the sheep, he equipped you with everything good for his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Yeshua, our Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I call you to everybody this day to say in Psalms 100:3, acknowledge that Yahweh is Elohim. He is God and he made us and we are his and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation, Psalm 79:13. Don't you understand the sheep hear the shepherd's voice? The sheep hear the shepherd's voice. As it says in John 10:14, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. And they listen to the voice. Are you listening? If you call yourself a Christian and you're listening to this right now, and you believe in Yeshua or think you believe in Yeshua, but you're not opening up the Bible to find out about the commandments, You're not using an excuse saying that they were nailed to the cross, but you're desiring to live completely in his holy word. You're stopped making an excuse saying, well, his spirit leads me, but I'll tell you, his spirit will not lead you into sin. It says, my sheep listen to my voice. They follow me. They follow me. How many of you recognize and understand the commandments of our Creator, and we are to put them into action and follow them? Yeshua died for his sheep so that they would inherit eternal life. And this is what we must do. We look at the parable of a lost sheep. It says in Luke 5:15, verses 2 to 7. And the Pharisees and scribes were complaining. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So we told him this parable. What man among you who has 100 sheep and lost one of them does not leave 99 in the open field and go after the one lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders. And coming home, he calls his friends and neighbors together, saying to them, rejoice with me, because I found my lost sheep. I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over the one sinner who repents than 99 people who don't need repentance. And we understand Yahweh will lead his sheep. Yahweh will lead his sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we must be careful, because there are wolves and there are sheep. And we must be careful to discern which is which one is which one. But let's look at these sermon notes, and let's take a quick look here at a psalm that really shows the heart we are to have. Psalms 119 says, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of Yahweh. That's the first verse in Psalms 119, who follow the instructions of Yahweh. Let me translate that for you, everyone. Joyful are people of integrity who follow the commandments, the guidelines, the will of our Father. Do you follow the commandments, or are you calling people legalists that do? It says in verse 2, joyful are those who obey his commandments and search for him with all their hearts. Do you obey his commandments? There's no neutrality with our Creator. I'm not talking about some of them. I'm talking about all of them. Do you make excuses saying we can't, nobody's perfect? Or do you say, I'd seek to do his commandments even though I'm not perfect? We have to look at these and look at our attitude. It says in verse 3, they do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. You have charged us to keep your commandments carefully. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life with your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, then I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees. Please don't give up on me. This is Holy Scripture. This is Scripture. How can a young person stay pure? By obeying the words of our Creator. The church teaches us we don't have to obey them. People say, well, not my church. My church teaches me that I should obey them. Really, how many of you are keeping the set apart holy days of our Creator? How many of you are keeping the Sabbath each week on Saturday, the day that it was meant to be kept? And people say, well, that was for Israel. And I say, you are Israel. Get over your identity crisis. Get over your legalism. Get over your excuses that you don't have to have any responsibility in your walk, and start following the words of our Creator and praising him for the words that he gave us that gives us life. That give us life. It says in verse 33 of Psalm 119, teach me your decrees and I will keep them to the end. I will keep them to the end. Without anything, I will obey your commandments. Renew my life with your goodness. Do you understand the Torah, the first five books in the Bible, are filled with the words and the guidelines and instructions of how he wants us to live our lives? And we're only saved by the blood of Messiah. That's where redemption comes from. But the blessings and curses comes with obedience and disobedience. For no believer should have a life of struggle and a life of distress and depressed. No, we should take joy in all things, even in our struggles. We should take joy in all things, even in our hardships, knowing that our Creator gave us instructions, and he has a much beautiful place for us to come. A much beautiful place. I'm not saying our life isn't going to be difficult, because the reality is it's going to be much more difficult. We're going to be persecuted for Yeshua. We're going to be persecuted, and we're going to, if the world come up against us for our trust in him, But our joy will be stronger and stronger than ever when we're keeping the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, not because of legalism, but because of instruction, because of obedience, because that's what He told us to do, because that is the attitude of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, to obey the Father who sent Him. To obey the Father who sent Him. It says in James 4:17, to know good and not do it to Him, it is sin. The Holy Word of Scripture tells us what is good, what is right, and how we are to act. And to not do it to Him, it is sin. I know many sincere, good-hearted people that call themselves believers. Some of them may even die for Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. But they continue to take their time in pagan festivals. They continue to break the Sabbath on a weekly basis. And they wonder why they have so many hardships in their lives. Why their lives aren't filled with the joy of our wonderful Creator. And I tell you what the Scriptures say. It says in Psalms 119:104, your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life. Every false way of life. Many people are walking around in darkness, but the Word is a light. The Word is a light for our feet. And we must be willing to be His shepherds. And we must be willing to teach His holy word and have a pure heart and not doing it with caring what other people think, but doing it and caring what our Creator thinks and what our Creator wants. And then at the end of Psalms 119 and 176, it says, I have wandered away like lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commandments. And that's the desire we need to have. We need to have and put all our faith in our wonderful Creator, who loves us so much that He gave His Son to die for us. How many of you are willing to do that today? For it says in Psalms 34, I prayed to Yahweh and He answered me, and He freed me from all my fears. How many of you are ready to be freed from all your fears, from all of them? It's time we started to keep the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and to follow Him, to follow the true shepherd of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. That is the difference of the power He has to just help us and keep us and save us versus the world and the world's ways. So thank you, Father, for your holy word that you give us to guide us with your holy scriptures and your commandments. And I pray that everyone listening today would follow you, the true shepherd. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And I pray that this touched you today. Please, please, please share this with others. It's on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, on the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. And you could also share them with the Patreon page, patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Get the word out. Get the word out. And praise our wonderful shepherd, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.
Here's Tom Cantor at Jewish Born Again